And I'd like to start on page one talking a little bit about arbitration. We have a recent Texas Supreme Court decision, Hoskins versus Hoskins, where the Texas Supreme Court looked at whether the Texas Arbitration Act would allow for common law grounds to seek to set aside or vacate an arbitration award. And the Texas Supreme Court held that the statutory grounds are the only grounds that you can use if you try to attempt to vacate an arbitration award. Over on page two, we have the NAFTA Traders Texas Supreme Court case, where the court took a little bit different approach than the federal courts. They said the Texas Arbitration Act is not an impediment that would disallow litigants to, or not litigants, parties to agree to arbitrate, but to also agree to have judicial review, so an appellate process, if you will, following the arbitration decision. So if that's in your agreement, that's enforceable. And back on page one at the bottom, we see the American Arbitration Association has set up for commercial disputes the ability to go through that group to get arbitration appellate panels as well. Over on page five, the Richmond Holding case demonstrates what we've seen very much in the last 10 years. It is most difficult to show that there is a waiver of the right to arbitrate that's in a contract. And again, we've seen cases where a party to an contract containing arbitration brings a lawsuit. In this case, they brought two suits, conducted discovery, then decided they wanted out of Dodge and filed a motion to compel arbitration. And again, it was held no waiver. They said you did not substantially invoke the judicial process by bringing two suits and conducting discovery. So you get your pass pretty easily.